This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. The opening ceremony of the Tokyo Olympics took place on Friday in a nearly empty stadium. A year after it was delayed because of the pandemic, the stripped-back celebration began with a video showing athletes training at home during the pandemic before fireworks burst into the air above the Olympic Stadium. Just a few hundred officials and dignitaries were in the stands of the 68,000-seat venue, including French President Emmanuel Macron, U.S. First Lady Jill Biden, and Japan's Emperor. The Olympics have faced opposition in Japan over fears the global gathering of 11,000 athletes could trigger a super spreader event and is taking place under strict virus measures. Overseas fans are banned for the first time in the history of the Games, and domestic spectators can only watch events at a handful of venues. Athletes, support staff, and media are subject to strict COVID-19 protocols, including regular testing and daily health checks. The restrictions made for an opening ceremony far from the usual celebration. Almost every athlete entered the stadium wearing a mask, and the national delegations of athletes marching around the stadium were far smaller than usual, ranging from just a handful of people to a few dozen. Small groups of protesters demonstrated against the games outside the stadium as the ceremony began, but their chants were drowned out as the music started. A full program of sport begins Saturday with a new generation hoping to emerge as household names. New Olympic events will also be on display in Tokyo with surfing, skateboarding, sport climbing, and karate all making their debut. Find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com or follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. A director of a hospital in the Democratic Republic of Congo said Friday at least 16 people, including six women and two children, have been killed in a suspected Islamist militant attack on a remote road in the northeast part of the country. Nine others were injured, with three, including a baby, in critical condition, according to hospital staff. Survivors blame the assault on the Allied Democratic Forces, ADF, an Islamic militant group that has claims to the Islamic State. They have been accused of killing thousands of people since 2014, mostly in remote areas. The government declared martial law in two provinces at the beginning of May in an attempt to quell a surge in violence that the military largely attributes to the ADF, but the number of civilians killed in such attacks has only increased since then, according to a monitoring group. The World Health Organization called on Friday for all countries to work together to investigate the origins of the coronavirus that caused COVID-19, a day after China rejected plans for more checks on labs and markets in its territory. The first human cases of COVID-19 were reported in the central Chinese city of Wuhan in December 2019, but China has repeatedly dismissed theories the virus leaked from one of its laboratories. The WHO this month proposed a follow-up to earlier investigations in China, but the vice minister of China's National Health Commission said Thursday Beijing would not accept the proposal as it stood. A WHO-led team spent 4 weeks in and around Wuhan with Chinese scientists and said in a joint report in March the virus had probably been transmitted from bats to humans through another animal, but further research was needed. WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus has said the investigation was hampered by the lack of raw data on the first days of spread there. Countries, including the United States and some scientists, have demanded further investigation, particularly into the Wuhan Institute of Virology, which was conducting research into bats. At least 67 people have died in western India, authorities said Friday, after torrential monsoon rains caused landslides and flooded low-lying areas, cutting off hundreds of villages. Parts of India's west coast received up to 594 millimeters or 23 inches of rainfall over 24 hours, forcing authorities to evacuate people from vulnerable areas as they released water from dams threatening to overflow. The Navy and Army says they're helping with rescue operations in coastal areas. Seasonal monsoon rains from June to September cause deaths and mass displacement across South Asia every year, but they also deliver more than 70% of India's rainfall and are crucial for farmers. Find more at voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.